now, from the makers of Cold Water Omo...
The key has gone, Emma. You won't get out from that way.
Let me out.
Which way will you go?
No! Let me out! Let me out! No!
Or here.
John Steed and Emma Peel, The Avengers. Many housewives have discovered that the cleaning power of Cold Water Omo gives them sparkling clean results. Mrs. Joyce Whelan of East London has this to say.
I tried it, and it works beautifully. I tried it on my children's clothes, on the general wash, and I noticed straight away that things were cleaner. Since then, I've used nothing else but Cold Water Omo.
Once an Omo user, always an Omo user. Omo cleans best.
Keep your complexion soft and young-looking with the creamy, moisturizing lather of Lux. Like Claudia Cardinale, choose Lux. Lux, a beauty treatment as you bathe.
Episode 6, the final episode of this story, in which John Steed and Emma Peel play every trick in the pack to defeat the Joker. John Steed, more by luck than judgment, had stumbled across the entrance to Rousicana Hall. He knew he was at the right place when he crashed into Emma Peel's car in the fog. Ula had left it parked across the driveway. Steed had to walk up to the old house. He limped his way along painfully and slowly. In the house, Mrs. Peel found herself trapped. She'd known for some time that she wasn't alone. Too many mysterious things had been happening. Someone was deliberately baiting her, playing tricks upon her, trying to frighten her. But why? For what reason? And with what object? All these thoughts flashed through Mrs. Peel's mind as she listened to the voice that echoed around the hallway.
I'm over here, Emma Peel. At the top of the stairs. Come, come to me, Emma Peel.
Mrs. Peel looked up the stairs. The revolving door was slowly moving. The Joker turned inwards. Facing her was the death card. Mrs. Peel shot up the stairs at top speed and swung the door round.
Where are you? Come on, come out and face me. I'm not the frightened, lily-livered one. I don't hide behind voices. Where are you?
Here, Emma.
What?
Mrs. Peel swung round. There was no one there, just the grinning face of the Joker on the door.
Try your bedroom. I might be there, waiting for you, waiting to hold you in my arms. Still, Emma.
Just come near enough to try, that's all.
But I am here. Very near. Try the bed, Emma. Behind the curtains of the four-poster bed.
There, sitting up in bed, his eyes staring out at her, was the dead young man. Mrs. Peel felt her nerves cracking.
Filthy, foul, crazy madman. Where are you? Music is coming from downstairs. All right. One thing at a time. I don't know how you're doing these trick voices, but you can't put on a gramophone without using a gramophone. There's one in here. That's not it. The other one is down in the study.
Mrs. Peel ignored the laughter that seemed to follow her wherever she went. She made her way down to the study. Yes, there was the gramophone, with the old 78 record playing on it.
Don't you like that tune, Emma? You should remember it. It was a favorite when we knew each other. I'm over here, Emma. I really am. I'm in the dining room. Want to come to me, Emma?
The voice did sound as though it was from the dining room. Mrs. Peel entered cautiously.
Where are you? Are you really in here?
Oh, yes. Yes, I'm here. At the head of the table.
The candles on the table were nearly out, spluttering and flickering. The end of the table was in deep shadow. But there was a man sitting there, a menacing figure hunched in the high-backed chair. The man moved, stretched out an enormous, hairy hand, and took an apple, a green, hard apple, from the dish in front of him. He polished it gently.
Why not come a little nearer, Emma Peel?
Mrs. Peel did so, still keeping her gun trained in the direction of the voice. It was then that she noticed the photograph of herself on the table.
Yes, your face was always perfect, so symmetrical. Not a thing out of place. It's such a pleasure to see you again, Emma. I've thought of you often, you know. I like to think that just once in a while you've thought of me.
Who are you?
Remember the song, Emma. Mademoiselle. Paris. Eating apples by the Seine.
The hairy hand clutched at the apple, tightened around it, crushing it to pulp.
I could crush your scalp just as easily as I can this apple.
No chance. Keep both hands on the table and tell me who you are.
You still don't know? That tune doesn't tell you?
Move into the light. Then I'll know.
Paris. Not so long ago. I think for one reason or another, Paris is the most exciting city in the world. It certainly was in our day. And it is certainly the most dangerous.
It can only be one person. Max Prendergast.
There, you see. You knew all along, didn't you?
Max Prendergast.
You were always teasing me so charmingly.
He picked up another apple, lifted a very sharp knife, and began slicing it. The hairy hands delicately popping each segment into his flabby mouth.
Those days were all too few, Emma. But I shall always be grateful for them. Oh, and grateful to you. Do you remember that last day?
There is little or nothing about you that I care to remember.
I was leaving for Rio. But I had to see you before I left.
Ah, yes, I forgot.
Had you? I hadn't, you know. You wouldn't let me leave. I kept telling you I had a plane to catch, but you wouldn't let me go. You flattered me outrageously. How could I refuse?
What is it you want?
A chat. Just a chat. A quiet chat.
Why go to all this trouble if all you want is a talk?
Oh, it was no trouble. I've been enjoying myself. Did you like the roses in your room? There were roses in the room that day, and we kept playing the tune, Mademoiselle. I thought you were my Mademoiselle. It wasn't quite fair, you know, to have kept me there with the roses and the music. You knew I wanted to take that plane. And there was that man. What was his name? Steed. John Steed. You flattered me, flirted with me until he came. And then there was a nasty scene. Do you remember? The police and the arrest.
You deserved everything you got. You sold people from east to west as though they were cattle.
Oh, my dear, a few insignificant refugees.
No human being is insignificant. Not those few refugees or that man upstairs. Did you have to kill him?
Man upstairs? Oh, him. Yes, I had to kill him.
Just like that.
It was your fault. You shouldn't have made me miss that plane. I loved you, Emma, and you betrayed
me. And I hated you and what you did and what you were. People like you have to be stopped. If I had to do it all over again, I would. I'd use any trick to see you behind bars, Prendergast.
They destroyed me in there, in that place, being locked up all those years. It killed me. I died. They give you magazines in there, in that place. Your face often appeared. Whenever I saw your picture, I always cut it out with plastic scissors. They let you have plastic scissors. They aren't very sharp, you see. Not as sharp as this knife.
Prendergast stood up. Mrs. Peel had forgotten what a giant of a man he was. He advanced slowly down the length of the table, holding the knife out towards her. Mrs. Peel, gun at the ready, backed into the hall.
Keep away now. Stand back or I'll drop you.
In the hallway, Mrs. Peel stopped. From the top of the stairs, a voice said...
Oh, how exciting! A knife and a gun!
Aura!
That's right. And I've got a gun, too.
You see, I'm not alone anymore, Emma. I found someone who understands me, who's in sympathy with me.
Yes, that's right. Yes.
Aura, do you know what kind of a man he is? Do you have any idea?
He's going to kill you. He said I could watch.
Max advanced on Emma, knife outstretched.
You're asking for it. You're going to make me kill you.
I'm dead, Emma. You can't kill me twice.
Oh, what fun. You said I could watch.
Then watch this.
Your gun's only got blanks in it. Mine hasn't.
Ulla fired. Mrs. Peel ducked and threw her gun at Ulla. It was a good shot, catching her under the chin. Mrs. Peel didn't wait for more. She shot up the stairs, grabbed Ulla's hand that held the gun. It dropped, skidded through the banisters into the hall.
Leave me. No.
Mrs. Peel got a hold on Ulla and threw her at the revolving door. She went through it, spinning it off its central pivot, and landed unconscious on the other side.
Here goes!
Mrs. Peel swung over the banisters and dropped into the hall. She made for Ulla's gun, but...
Too late.
Mrs. Peel was looking down the wrong end of it.
Oh, no. A bullet would be too quick. Too quick.
Prendergast moved in. Mrs. Peel tackled him. In the struggle, the candelabra was knocked over. Mrs. Peel found the hairy hands grasping her throat, squeezing.
My mamsel, die, my mamsel. That lovely face, let me cut it, as I get so many photographs. Now!
Prendergast had the strength of a madman. Mrs. Peel's eyes glazed as the pressure on her throat increased.
The knife!
Prendergast forced Mrs. Peel to her knees. He bent over her to deliver the coup de grace. Then it seemed as though the roof fell in.
Spot of bother, Mrs. Peel.
Just a little, Steve. I must say you play your cards at the right time. That's Max Prendergast. He escaped from jail.
Not for long. Thought I'd give you a lift home. That is, unless you want to stay for the rest of the weekend.
You've just got to be joking, Steve.
Oh, I'm no joker. He is. There's one in every pack, you know. Well, fog's lifting. Want to go home, Mrs. Peel?
And with a vicious uppercut, Jimmy Anderson finishes trimming his whole hedge in just 3 hours, 11 minutes. Great work, Jimmy. You play any other sport?
Yes, dominoes.
You're looking pretty cool, Jimmy. What deodorant do you use?
Shield for Sportsman, of course.
Why?
It works.
Shield for Sportsman deodorant won't stick, sting, or stain. In aerosol or roll-on, it's made to keep sportsmen cool and dry. Think what it can do for you.
Once an Omo user, always an Omo user, like Mrs. Bodington.
My wash is beautiful, and I'm very proud of it. There's nothing like cold water Omo.
No dirt can stand up to Omo. Over 1 million housewives have proved it. It cleans best.
The Avengers. Listen every evening, Monday to Friday, to John Steed and Emma Peel, The Avengers. Brought to you by the makers of Coldwater Omo.